I get it honest. Petty rolling crockers, getting head from a bopper. And I'm standing 10 toes, only running from the coppers. Dope ass music made it, hell yeah, this shit a knocker. I got ice around my neck, if you reaching, it's a slaughter. Bag Hunterino, and I step through dripping. Got a whole bunch of blue huns running up them digits. I barely just started, but I'm in the best position. And my pocket steady growing, like my money got extensions. We winning. BMG, we different. Watch me yoke the four and burn it rubber on the pavement. Walk into the function and I'm looking like a lick. I'm way too fucking saucy, stepping out, might take a flick. I'm riding with my niggas, ain't gon' say who got a stick. If it's up, you know it's stuck, it ain't no way we calling quick. I'm Dorino, I'm a king ho, I'm an ape, not in the zoo. Talk that lingo, only we know, stacking papers, how we move.
Find me stay mobbing with that Bay Creek. Burn a rubber, still yanking with that town heat. Bay niggas on the track, it's BMG. On that slither, got a cup full of liquor. Find me stay mobbing with that Bay Creek. Burn a rubber, still yanking with that town heat. Bay niggas on the track, it's BMG. On that slither, got a cup full of liquor. Going dummy with it on me, catch me flexing cause it's in me. I spend it like it's nothing, and my music steady slumping. Saucy nigga dripping top shelf, bitch I'm presto. Elite nigga when I'm rolling, so presidential. Put me in the game, coach, I'm jugging and I'm scoring six. Man with the bitch, I'm only in it for a quarter. Time I'm checking out, she babysitting with her mouth. I'm riding SRT, she's reclining like a couch. Counting bennies like they pennies, spin the block, I keep it caught. Leave them dizzy with the glizzy, Swiffer man, I pop the top. I'm official with the whistle, but I ain't saying nothing. Wrap your ass up like a huggy, haters hate me, bitches love me. Settle up the regulators just like we a posse. My niggas on rubber, yeah, they calling it the mobby. Air Forces be the Nikes, blue jeans with white tees. Creamy like them white things, slither with the whole thing. Fine, we stay mobbing with that Bay Creek. Burn a rubber, still yanking with that town heat. Bay niggas on the track, it's BMG. On that slither, got a cup full of liquor. Slide me stay mobbing with that Bay Creek. Burning rubber, still yanking with that town heat. Bay niggas on the track, it's BMG. On that slither, got a cup full of liquor. Slide me stay mobbing with that Bay Creek. Burning rubber, still yanking with that town heat. Bay niggas on the track, it's BMG. On that slither, got a cup full of liquor. Slide me stay mobbing with that Bay Creek. Burning rubber, still yanking with that town heat. Bay niggas on the track, it's BMG. On that slither, got a cup full of liquor.
Y'all act like I'm new to this. Castle breeds kings. Soldier Grand, hold it down. Rook and nine all the time. See, quite frankly, y'all niggas is just coming off the porch. See, me and my niggas, we been outside.
I've been outside since 95, little nigga from Ruger 9, SC, that's where I stay, castle in my DNA, big bro, had me by his side when the streets got dark, issues got dealt with, throwing hands in a little bark, cause you couldn't be round, certain niggas till they thought what you bout, back before, niggas screaming gang, just for clout, that's the easy way to get your head cracked. Cause a nigga run up on you, like say what you said, scrap. I was trying to go, always with a smoke boy, old enough to see crack babies turn to dope boys. If my homie get jumped, we don't hold a camera, I hold him down. We them niggas, your mama told you don't be around. I'm a prince and a soldier, bar set, stay on a mission. And nigga talking crazy, open his mind up, premonition. Mine was a sniper, I'm a son of gun that happened to rap. Of course I was outside, even grandma had the strap.
Been doubters since the youngster, being real is all I know.
All I know,
some real niggas pour it out for the bros.
For the bros,
live by code, we don't hide, we can lie. Nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the dust of being real is all I know.
All I know,
some real niggas pour it out for the bros.
For the bros,
live by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. We been outside. We been outside.
I've been outside since 95. Y'all niggas still on the couch in the streets, cause mama said don't run in and out of house. So we out here. You can't find me with the young vet. They taught me young, even in the summer. Don't let them see you sweat. Shit real, fuck around and get your shit peeled. But when chicks around, everybody should they lit. My block was a family, the village raised me. Product of my environment, my block made me wild and crazy. Thorough since fly, dude. All my niggas with this shit, disrespecting or fly shoot. Nice with the 1-2s and 40 at my back. Like, if you swing, I'ma follow up, and that's on the pack. That is facts. So jump, nigga, what? We'll do a nigga dirty, cause we came up in the mud. Born in GP, raised in SG, so no matter where I step, I'll always be ABE. Been bouted since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code. We don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. Bouted since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code. We don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside.
Must be a sign.
And
I saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. All I'm saying is, girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Girl, you should really fuck with a nigga. Fuck with me.
Chicken, I swear I can't never stop. If you thinking I'm a mark, I swear your ass just might get popped. I be in that 2-0 Nina with them niggas bending blocks. They gon' park the whip and air it out and turn you to some za. You play with me, you know you fried. That's like sipping cyanide. Suckers talking hella brazy. Last I heard them niggas died. I ain't tripping bout a bop. I'm getting money, getting fly. Trying to stack this paper till it's Kanye finna touch the sky. I been getting to it, living life and dodging Cupid. Fit right on the shore, but since the jacket goes so stupid. In love with the money, but I cheat on her with music. Hey, I got too many haters, they all becoming a nuisance. Dish the rock, I'm scoring it. Foreign, got your whore in it. Smoking on some super strong, and my drink got a foe in it. Got some guala on the move, I'm waiting on that play to hit. Double back to Reno, and I swear I thought you knew that shit.
Niggas don't fight no more, no KO. Get hit with that Draco. Thinking shit sweet, niggas get put to sleep like every day though. Fuck round and find out you on the wrong side of town. When the ops sweep the streets, skirt and run down. Hold on, get fucked up playing round in California. When about that train, hold up, get fucked up playing round in California. Back on your brain.
Welcome to the Golden State, where we tuck that steel colors get you killed. The traffic's bad and the bitches too. The cars are loud and the weed is too. We on them blocks, we claim our trust. It's demon time, so who you serve? Water whipping, watch me surf. It's water on me, watch me surf. I'm a Dodger, watch that curve. Street sweepers in the burbs. $1 million for you home. 1 million robbers with that chrome. Watch that hat, yo, where you from, my nigga? This is LA. Watch your back, what flag is that, my nigga? Sacramento. Don't get it twisted when you come to visit. This is San Diego, where the Warriors playing the Raiders. Spring, you know I'm from the Bay, bruh. The lights is fast, the traffic slow. We pouring foes and toting posts. We swinging cars, home of the stars. It's California dreaming. The devil's letters, the devil's prey. Ground gangsters, that's who raised us. The flatlands to the high heels. Them BBLs in high heels. Them SRTs and Bentleys. Too expensive, yeah, I'm renting. Uber robbed you for your jewelry. Pray to God you make it through here.
Niggas don't fight no more, no KO. Get hit with that Draco. Thinking shit sweet, niggas get put to sleep like every day though. Fuck round and find out you on the wrong side of town. When the ops sweep the streets, skirt and run down. Hold on, get fucked up playing around in California. When about that chain, hold up, get fucked up playing around in California. Back on your brain, hold up.
Big deal, you think you come trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast. And since Nick the Blow, I've been showing my head. And now we back on deck, see head in the so-called best. See the beat, shatter, we start signing our check. Back in my baggy boy, y'all niggas is baggy boy. Cold war to the death, that's fire like Maggie boy. It's time, it's time.
Take a couple L's to learn I can shine. I know I'm really gifted, I'm working my time. I'm sick and tired of being tired, I've been talking to God. Perhaps I missed my window, I know it's divine. I held it down and kept it pushing, I followed the signs. I mean, maybe my grind was mediocre, that feeling's bogus. Been tried to told you this magnum opus, I smell the roses. Ain't never hopeless, I got it baby, flow through the motions. Been kicking poems since way back when they tried to hold them. But they couldn't though, I've been so original. When I took my Euro step, they realized it was pivotal. I'm analog and digital, the best of both worlds. Now my penmanship is critical. I gotta tour the world and when they paying you, that's different bro. Been kicking it with different hoes. Money every color, bombs over a bag. That money look like Fruity Loops. They scooping us in bulletproofs. I'm the coolest nigga, but that don't mean they don't envy you and try to put it into you. I'm just about that bread like I'm thrown back in a business suit. I wonder how I'm getting through. I'm amazing, lame shit never fazed me. Shout out to my niggas though, they all got saucy faces. Face it, can't hate me, pressure definitely made me. Diamond state of mind and I wishin' I could fly. Clocking in that Unify, I should be catching flights at 1785. I'm thinking how I survive. Baby, I keep a fly, a couple beats get me by. Smooth be like, fuck these hoes, he right but she hold me down. Just like the song say, and Christina left me hanging, it was all game. Thought she was different and K-Rini made that call, damn. That's how it go though, it look good in photos. I don't deal in chaos, but I spaz on instrumentals. Check out my credentials, sharper than the Ginsu. Pimpin' like that kid dude, it could all be so simple. But this is how it feel, I'm that issue, this really getting skimmed through. Some of y'all imposters hold my granny Madonna. It would be an honor, every day thank the father. Happy when I'm dolo, don't really like to be bothered. Fresh charisma, my sponsor. Summer. Yeah.
Girl, your whole aura something new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do. Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your grind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Girl, your whole aura something new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do. Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your mind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Yeah.
Riding to the music, big body in the rain.
Yeah.
Sipping on some rocks, got me swerving in the lanes. windows, got them tinted, keep my heater on the seat. Cali nights and city lights, got me vibing to the beat. Man, I feel elite, baby posted in the seat. French tips on her feet, sundress, nothing underneath. It's a moment when we slide, heated seats up in the ride. She's throwing freaky vibes, mess with Kitty as I drive. The moon's creeping through the clouds, she tossed her hair, she's blowing loud. The music's pounding hella loud, mobbing through the old. Now her eyes connected to my soul, the streets is calling home. So I'll never let it go because it's all I'll ever know. Till the next episode. We pull up to the door, chrome blades, chopping rain, razor blades, chopping ace. She runs it up, she drops it off, I hit the gas, we taking off. We split the pack, we bump a pack, she blow a rack, we run it back.
Girl, your whole all of a sudden new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your grind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Girl, your whole all of a sudden new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your mind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe.
Yes. Rolling down 9 to 5, bad bitch by my side. Yes. Sexy ass dress on my hand, sliding up a thigh. Hood chick that I know from round the way. We usually keep it friendly, but today she wanna play. We vibing to the music, yeah we grooving. Feel like autopilot by the way we cruising. She love how I spit, so we bump in some new shit. Then I lay back and just let the beat dip. Looking so pretty under the lights of the city. That ass looking plump, them titties sitting pretty. Whip into the parking lot, she hop on top of me. Tell me it's mine as she ride it to the beat. Told me to choke her, I knew she was a damn freak. Pussy so wet, dripping all over the damn seat. I made her, oh, had to let her know. Then we just talked to the sun, said hello.
Girl, your whole all of a sudden new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your grind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Girl, your whole all of a sudden new. You keep it G, how you supposed to do? Broke niggas can't get close to you. Them niggas don't respect your mind. Stick with me, I protect your vibe. Yeah.
Look, first kiss, pure bliss, no infatuation. I knew at that time I reached my destination. When I look into your eyes, I start the conversation. It's all body language, I'm a linguistics major. Say I'm on me or more, I know there's more in store. Or come on, tallez-vous, like baby, how you doing? They might think I'm foolish, but I know what I'm doing. It's me and you against the world, and baby, this our movie. Ooh-wee, I grab that thing and be like, this me? Thank you, God, my missing chess piece. Yes, please hold me down and be my piece. Work of art, I'm Leonardo, you Mona Lisa. She's a beast and got with a beast, let's call it beast mode. Ride for the tribe, now she shotgun, that's G-code. Anything they need, the boy is on G-O. I'm going in for life, you with me, baby, now let's roll. You know,
I was blind,
and it goes. The stars, baby, shining. I'm dedicated, working overtime to remind you if you wanna change the climate. These moments will define us. I'm trying to show you something you never seen that's enticing. Cause love don't need a license. Conceal it and cherish it with your soul. All things fresh, that purity made it whole. I love so hard, you gave it all to your boy and came back healed, and now I'm good for your soul. Hope you know you rocking with the best. Told me I can have your heart, and with my life I protect. Now you part of the game. It's far from simple and plain. It's beauty than what we got. That's why I went through the pain. Know your ex is gon' hate. Showed you greater than great. Always watching my moves, ain't trying to make a mistake. I'm gladly carried away. I'm definitely eating the cake. Sorry you had to wait, but God don't make a mistake. You feel me, babe? Hey.
I was blinded.
What else?
Others left me, but not you.
Like my pop song, go for the dough, but I'm cruising kinda slow. You should shovel for the snow, clear a catch a red boat. CODs for the fast cash, ruling everything. So I'm flipping for the stack, frickin' sipping on the yak. Let's go, let's go. So I'm finna run it up, long days, give me pay. So I'm about to double it up, slide the car with the plug. So I'm finna bump a pack, quarter to a whole thing. Now I'm sitting on a rack, stay fishing on my line. Fresh bait for the dimes, baking soda, fresh dope. Yeah, niggas on the grind, I'm prepping for the shine. Whipping work for the rhyme, got water for the low bass, heads knocking dough. West side till I die, that's real spit, yeah. Bay nigga for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this. West side till I die, that's real spit, yeah. Bay nigga for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this. It's minor to a major and it's nothing to a player. She's her only fan, so I'm never gonna pay her. Too cold for these hoes, ice turn me into a skater. My theme is hella high, so I can't hear the haters beat knocking. Speakers jumping out the trunk, the chopper singing to the ops Ohio with the funk. If it's up, then it's up, cause these goofy saying nothing. Couple stacks in my stash, got me pushing starter button, switching four lanes. 20 years in the game, used to sue, woo, yeah, you suckers know my name. Double bag is my legacy, too slow, call it latency. Shopping spree and Macy, brand new Adidas on back and feet. I'm feeling like a boss, rub my belly like I'm Ross. Diamond chains for the floss, inner gels like I'm floss. DOPEAZZMUZIK, that's all I say. West side till I die, that's real spit. Bay nigga for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this.
You a real nigga, then fuck with us.
West side till I die, that's real spit. Bay nigga for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this.
You a real nigga, then fuck with us.
West side till I die, that's real spit. Bay nigga for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this.
You a real nigga, then fuck with us.
West side till I die, that's real spit. Bay nigga for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this.
You a real nigga, then fuck with us.
West side till I die, that's real spit. Bay nigga for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this.
You a real nigga, then fuck with us.
West side till I die, that's real spit.
bang, nigga, for real, that's town shit. Fresh dope on the track, y'all feel this.
Yeah. Dope ass music. Life is just lifing right now, you know what I mean? Gang ties and bullet wounds fuse my DNA. I stay true to the code, it's what the homies say. Fuck the world, middle finger as my Tupac plays. One foot in the casket as I run away. Run up the bag, so I'm grinding. Future's so bright, I'm blinded. I stand on what I say, I squeeze the trigger, they run away. Force of nature, I'm a hurricane, I feel the pain. Straight upstairs, they'll hear me dancing in the Cali rain. I stand on business, push your bumps up the pure cocaine. Gravity, the situation, Michael with the human nature. Weighing on my soul, an anchor to my destination. I spit flames with this declaration. Being humble isn't easy for me. Humor's feeling like medicine for me. My kids breathing like a 2G.
It's a hard knock life for a real one. Shoot fake shots to these accounts, fill up a real one. Gotta do what I gotta do. The consequences irrelevant, still gotta see it through. Oh, my 10 toes down but my head up, still gotta show them what I'm made of. The real ones get the picture, yeah, you know I'm riding with you. Fuck the other side, I do it for my day one.
Grab the bulls by the horns, I ride out. Cop the Lambo when the nigga cash out. My finest work, watch a nigga spaz out. Watch the ops die, nigga, I crash out. Will remember me when I finally clock out. I live forever with the bars that I write down. Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, nigga, I'm a legend. Been knocking bitches since those Acura legends. Accurate with that Smith & Wesson. No money phones, putting money on the homie's phone. My little nigga's grown. Living for the moment till he calls me home. I'm wandering around the valley, so I'll build my home. See me in living color, been on sight since living color. I'm living proof, man, I love my brothers. Living proof, so fuck my mother. I'm a motherfucker, hater like I'm Uncle Ruckus. Falling like this, yeah, I'm at the Ruckus.
It's a hard knock life for a real one. Shots to these accounts, fill up a real one. Gotta do what I gotta do. The consequences irrelevant, still gotta see it through. Oh, my 10 toes down but my head up, still gotta show what I'm made of. The real ones get the picture, yeah, you know I'm running with you. Fuck the other side, I do it for my day ones.
Yeah, we in the building. No Filter Radio, dope ass music. I don't even have to bring this motherfucker on because he already on the switchboard, so he could bring himself on. But ladies and gentlemen, everybody know him as the OTR General. He goes coast to coast, spreading them like butter and toast. The man, the myth, the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude.
Yeah, bitches, we back in this bitch. I'm back in the truck. I need to get the headset on, huh? That's what I'm tripping on. Hold on. I'm finna get the headset on. Wait a second. I'm tripping. The headset. Hey, man, we back in this thing. No Filter Gang. Coming to swing and bang and give your chick some of this dang-a-lane if she wants the pain. We working, y'all watching. No Filter Boys in the motherfucking building. Don't what he do, my boy. Hey, that song, though. Let me give your props, though. That last little song, though, with you and Razor.
I don't remember hearing that one,
but I know it's gonna be on the play on the junk though.
Yes sir.
I felt your pain though. I fuck with that one, bro.
Hey man, I played that last because I actually had a topic for tonight that I wanted to talk about. But I'm gonna go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite. Vertically challenged Dominican Negro that don't speak any kind of Spanish, hailing from the first state,
Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is, Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow Weed Gorilla. Crush the Catalyst, you're going to see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. That's the end of groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware. Just rocking no filter. Shit about the Gorilla. What up, niggas?
My nigga Brown Shoe Shouty. Brown Shoe Shouty. Yes, sir. Mr. Fresh Suit himself. Straight out of Atlantic City. Don't put that goddamn size 12, goddamn me, on your throat, bitch. Crush the Catalyst. Yeah, I added some more to it. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. That is added some more. We're going to go ahead and bring on everybody, the big little ambassador, Luther Vandross, before and after. He's big Luther and little Luther at the same time.
I just wanted to clear up something real quick. It was a 13.
Okay. Size 13 on your bitch ass.
Yeah,
and your dog, bitch.
I'm just saying that twice you motherfuckers have been disrespectful, interrupting my intro, but it's cool, though. Oh, okay. Well, shit, since nobody give a fuck about his intro, ladies and gentlemen, questions.
Look, man, I done been to, like, 5 states in 2 days. I'm in Atlanta right now, gang. So, I'm everywhere. You niggas never there. Why would I ever care? Pound for pound, I'm the best ever come around here. You feel me? Excluded nobody. Look what I am. Man, get out of here. It's only. Yeah, I just was in Chicago. I was in the studio. Got it in real quick. Now I'm in the
A. Solo case.
Come on, man.
Solo.
Just like this.
All right. So, I don't know if anybody cares about this next person's intro, but I'm going to attempt to do a nice intro for this person. Hailing out of the state of Arkansas, from a town called Fresh Off a Bitch's Ass. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Lynn in the building.
Good evening. What's happening?
Yo,
Lynn.
Fuck you up.
We is in the building. All right, now I got a 6, 7, 8. I think this is Mama Grundy. Is it Mama Grundy? There he goes, 6, 7, 8. Come on, question.
No, that's
on top
that's,
of it.
That's on here. That's it.
We got yay, and then we got yo, and then we got Tony Yayo. But none of them is this nigga here. We got Yay in the building.
Yes, sir. What's up, gang? Young Yeezy.
What up, nigga? What?
Checking in, man. Real niggas, real ladies too. I don't call ladies bitches, but real ladies too. College
boys. I call them hoes bitches, but not Lynn, though. Lynn is Lynn, but I call them hoes bitches. You hear me? Fuck that.
I don't be knowing their name. They be bitches too. Shit. You look for them bitches and hoes until
man.
I know your name.
That's right.
Yeah. We all got the same model because we don't know none of them bitches' names. We don't know them bitches. The reason why I played that last song was because the song's titled called Real Ones, right? And if y'all notice, there was a lot of, I'm not going to say bar stealing. I'm going to say bar borrowing and also bigging up my bros. So if you hear stuff like grab the bulls by the horns, I ride out, we all know where that line's from. I've been outside since I'm actually legend. I'm just saying, man, I incorporated my guys in the bars. So, right. So what I really wanted to go over is when is it a flagrant foul for a nigga to steal your bar, and when is it homage for a nigga to steal your bar?
All right, it was flagrant, and you said it's only dope. That's the most flagrant you can ever be in life.
Oh, so when somebody say it's only and they don't say questions, that's a flagrant.
Oh yeah, the nigga show was like it's only joke. Yeah. It's only joke.
Yeah, that's
yeah, like a nigga saying it's only joke. Yeah, that's a
Look, it's flagrant, and on top of that, I don't even say question no more. All I say is it's only. So anything with it's only, it's always flagrant. Wow.
All right. So if somebody says twin cannons like Nick or like Mariah, is that a flagrant bar steal?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Nick Cannon is a joke.
You gotta pick. If you play homage when you do it, like say like shot them out on the ad lib or something, like give an example, Chris. I ain't trying to put you on the spot though.
Yeah.
Just like if you steal somebody like. I'm trying to figure out somebody who said it.
I definitely stole it.
Yeah. But you stole everything, so. I know, I can't say.
Nah.
I can't. I it's been done where somebody is.
Yeah, but. Like I said, man, shout out to the, like, when a bar is so fire that you have to reuse it, I feel like it's paying homage. Now, if you just fill in the bar because you can't, you like, oh, it's hot and I want to take a hot line and make it a hot song, I don't know. But if the bar is fire, you got to use it. You got to use it. The bar is fire.
Like, if you're going to do it, try to flip it a little bit. Like, don't steal it.
Well, see that, and that's what that. Yeah, I like. Yeah, but no, I kind of did steal questions because that's the hard ass line. I was like, grab the bull. But I did say get the Lambo when I cash out because you know, bull Lambo, grab the bulls by the horn, bar. Shout out to Steph Curry for representing light skinnedness to its fullest capabilities. Shout out to that. Definitely shout out to that.
Hey, can I say something, man? Shout out to that girl from Australia, man, breakdancing, man. I know everybody in the world laughing at her, bro, but she did her thing, man. I love that shit.
Did she, though?
The Australian chick who was breakdancing.
Did she, though?
Wait, y'all didn't really see it? Look. I swear to God, if a black person would have did this, they would have never been able to show their face. This white woman went up there and did the most Caucasian-y breakdancing I have ever seen in my life. She had to be at least 70. She was old. She's old as shit. I'm like, why is your old white ass up there breakdancing? And they actually, you know how bad the breakdancing got to be in Australia to let this white woman actually make it?
Hey. I had one though. She got a PhD in breakdancing, bro. How the fuck do you get a PhD in breakdancing? What?
Just because you study breakdancing don't mean that you
just
can do breakdancing.
Just because you study don't mean you can do it.
Is that considered a black appreciation though? Is she considered in between that line?
That,
black
I think it was definitely black because the way that she was butchering that, was horrible.
I got a question that poked me up too. Shout out to the women's, you know what I'm saying, winning the championship or women's winning. But how did that French lady not make that shot? Is the rules different? Because she let the ball go, and then the buzzer hit, and it was in the goal, like it was out of her hands. Is they rules different?
She did make the shot, but it was a two instead of a three. And that's the reason why they still lost by one.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought, okay. So she needed
it would have went to tie. Yeah, it would have been the overtime. Yeah, to go to overtime.
Yeah.
So she needed
okay,
for her
okay,
over the line.
I'm tripping. Okay.
And
I'm,
you look
I'm
at
tripping.
It. She's standing on the line towards
herself. Yeah, her foot is clearly like half of her foot is over on the line. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, my bad, bro. I'm thinking that. I don't know what the fuck I thought. I get it.
Yeah, it was a two. It was a two. So she did score, but it would have tied it if she hit the three. If it was a three, she would have made it on the side. But they
lost.
See,
I'm thinking it's something else. Okay.
Right.
Thank y'all.
Yes,
sir. I'm still trying to figure out this Jordan Charles situation. I can't understand it whatsoever.
Hey, so I'm going to go ahead and bring on my favorite oldest kid in the whole wide world, the fruit of my loins, the person that just fills my heart with joy every time I hear him spit a flame-ass bar. Ladies and gentlemen, double bag Doritos in the building.
Yo, what's the word, everybody? How y'all doing?
Man, you didn't get no kind of round of applause. You could have gave him a round of applause for me.
What did you say, nigga?
My bad, man. My bad. I'm going to relax. My bad. I don't want no smoke, gang. My apologies,
man. Man, look, yeah. So today, I literally all I played was the gang today, right? I didn't play nobody else. You know, I was going. You know, your memories come up, and we all can do the 10-year. Well, except for Dub, but we all me, Crush, and Quest can do the 10-year discography. You know, like where were you at in 2013? Well, 2014, 13. All the way to 2024, right?
I can go back to 2007.
We're trying to keep it.
I'll just let niggas know.
I can go back that far too. I'm 36.
Shout out to Lynn. You can find Lynn on all digital streaming platforms. But you cannot watch her on Pornhub in Texas because it's not available.
I got OnlyFans. Fuck you talking about?
I'm about to say the OnlyFans though. What up?
OnlyFans LYN with six N's.
I'm not even getting naked. I'm exposing niggas' paperwork on OnlyFans, nigga.
Paperwork party. You think you finna see some pussy? You finna see a pussy ass nigga paperwork here?
You finna find you a rat?
Oh man!
Damn.
Me. All right, so somebody had a question, right? They was like, all right, if somebody gave you $1 million at 12 o'clock a.m. August 13th, what would be the first two things you purchase? Now, we're going to start with, of course, my co-host, my man, my bro, Swoo the Dude. Get $1 million.
$1 million. First thing, two things I'm doing. First, I'm buying a new phone with a new phone number. That's the first thing. Phone with a new number. And all the old smooth, I don't know. Second, a bodyguard.
You got the satchel. You don't need no bodyguards.
No, I need a bodyguard.
You
gotta protect
his
asset. Thank you, bro. But I am hiring one of the homies though. That's legal, and we're gonna go buy him the biggest pistol. Nah, but I think them be the first two. I ain't out of wild. Now, I'm going to go. I'm going to go dumb, but I'm just making sure I'm straight first. A bodyguard and a new number. First two things I'm buying.
That new number is wild, though. That nigga, as soon as you call that nigga Smooth, this number is no longer in service.
Smooth the dude has leveled up on you bitches, and y'all can't get in contact with him no more. If he wants to fuck with you, he will hit you. If not, he will fuck with him.
It's been real, nigga. The fuck?
All right, so let's go to Chris. Chris, where's the first two things you're buying with your $1 million?
I don't know the second one, but I always know the first one has been the same since I was like 14, and that's buying Juana a Range Rover.
You gonna buy your sister a Range Rover? Okay. Man, shout out to Chris.
That's a
great
big car. So,
is a great
like, brother. I've been saying like my whole life, like first check buying Juana a Range and sell it to Embrace.
Look, well, make sure you buy her a mechanic too, because them Range Rovers break down every 15 minutes.
And they do.
But I don't know. Probably. I don't know how much I would have that good a ring.
Nah, you can buy a Range Rover, you know, for like what, 80, 75. You get a nice.
Well, you can get
you
a fully loaded Range Rover for like $100,000.
Now they cheaper than that, really. We probably get one.
Yeah,
I probably really low the HS.
I get a crib with the rest. Little crib.
Mm. All right, shout out to that. All right, we gonna go ahead. We gonna ask Jay. Hey Jay, what you doing with your $1 million, bro?
Shit, if I got a mil, am I free, nigga? No, for real, the first thing I'm doing, man, I'm paying off all my immediate and close friends' credit card debt and school loan debt. Because I'm not going to be the only nigga going to eat. We all going to eat. And then the second thing I'm going to do is, and I'm with Smooth, man, I'm buying me another fucking phone, man. You can't reach me no more, baby.
Yeah.
And that's real tough.
Yeah. We out of there.
That's real tough.
We out of there.
Yeah. You thought
you was calling Yeezy. No, my knees. Try Yeezy.
Try again, nigga. I gotta tell you, I would disappear. I live in fucking Thailand, man.
I'm nervous to ask Mr. DeLorean what he gonna buy with his $1 million. Mr. DeLorean, what did you buy with your $1 million, sir?
My first purchase would be, I would actually buy a new DeLorean as my first purchase.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm buying a new one, though. I'm not buying the old one. I'm buying a new one because them hoes is elite. We did not already talk about that. Like, it's part of what I got to do anyway. The second thing that I would do is, and if I could get away with it, I would hire somebody to rob me, like digitally, get it back, then have them to give it back and break them off out, so I can double come up with it.
This nigga here, man, a whole goddamn quest. See, this is why I was worried about asking you this shit. This is exactly why I was worried about asking you this shit.
Yeah, I need somebody on the black dark web to dark web me. Then give it back after I get it back because it's FDIC approved.
Mm. Mm. This nigga said he gonna go ahead buy a painting, let the painting get stolen, get paid by the insurance, and they gonna give him the painting back. And then he's still gonna have his money. Shout out to Quest, man, for being the whole criminal.
And I'm a break bread with him for stealing the painting.
That's the only way to do it, because otherwise they're gonna take it for real.
All right, look. The she is the definition of you never should have gave you niggas money, but I'm going to ask Lynn anyway.
OnlyFans going up.
Lynn, what is the first two things you're doing with your $1 million?
First, I'm buying a whole new identity. I don't know y'all niggas no more. Who? Lynn who? I'm going to have a whole different name, new social security number, everything. I am a different person. I don't know you. Because what? Who is that?
I think it's a new character.
I am now an avatar.
For facts. I don't know who y'all are. I've never met y'all. Who? Lynn who? Who?
Bruh. Hilarious.
Then, shit, I'm finna go buy me a little third world country, name it after myself, and nigga, I'm finna live in my country. Shit, now this my shit. What the fuck?
Call her Dictator Lynn.
Yeah.
My name ain't gonna be Lynn no more. I'm changing my identity.
It's not gonna be. It's gonna be something else. We don't even know what the fuck it is. To be determined.
I don't even know what it's gonna be yet, but I'm gonna be a different person.
Different person. All right. So, my eldest son, the child that loves me the most.
He's gonna buy a new dad.
What are you gonna buy? He's a used model. Can I get the new one? I need the new one right there. What are you doing with your? What are the first two things you buy with your million? And if you say buy your mama a house, I'm going to drive over there and stab you myself.
I mean, you have right.
You have right.
All right. So the first thing that I'm gonna do is. I'm going to give both my parents a house.
No, put that nigga in Shady Pines. Nigga don't need no house. Put that nigga in Shady Pines.
Pay me. That's why I get 30%.
Yo. Get the West Wing. Or the bad parents.
Damn.
And then,
he could put me in Shady Pines. As long as I
get the West Wing. I don't know, though. Damn, listen to what you're saying, though. You gonna buy both of my house? That's half your money. Like, fuck your parents.
Why is y'all trying to discourage my son from buying his father? I don't want nothing big. See, my son knows I don't want nothing big. He knows I don't want.
Even if he spent $150,000, that ain't gonna be what you want. And then he only after that only got $850,000.
No. That's definitely what I want. That's all. I just want a little one bedroom condo.
Is this money tax free? Hold on, I forgot to ask. Was this money tax free?
Two bedroom law somewhere.
That's what I asked.
The money is not tax free. So I was actually paying attention to what you niggas was buying. I was paying attention to what you niggas was buying, and the IRS is gonna come for all you motherfuckers.
They will not come for me because my shit got stolen, and I just bought a car. that's it, and the car's a tax write off. So no, I'm gonna be good.
The feds is coming for Quest. The IRS is coming for the rest of the niggas. The feds is coming for
man,
the
man. I know fame, so I'm getting my phone.
I just bought a car.
Man, facts.
I just bought a car.
I definitely got fame.
But shout to my son because I'm putting in the living trust. I got you, son, so I'm putting in the living trust. So when you buy it, it's going to go back to you anyway. So I'm putting in the living trust. Shout out to my man Yeezy because this nigga's paid off niggas credit cards and he said the whole team eating. The whole team eating.
Aww.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Ski.
Alright, I'm
going to
do it
by myself, man.
I'm going to tell y'all exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm buying Precious Masters.
Crazy,
I'm buying Precious Masters.
That's crazy.
And then, so, if I buy a credit
card. Nigga, you don't have to pay me, stupid. Go ahead.
if I buy a Crush's Masters, I'll still have $999,000 left over.
Oh, bro.
That's wild work. That's wild work.
That is bastardly behavior.
Don't do
like that's
that.
Real diabolical.
And then, nah, you know the next thing that I'm gonna do with my money is I am going to go ahead and buy my building. Well, Move will have his office. Fresh will have his office. Quest will have his office. I'll have my office. And what the fuck is all that noise going on back there, man?
Somebody needs to go on fucking mute. God damn.
Thank you.
All right, dude, I'm in the airport. My bad, gang. I'll be forgetting.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
My PTSD kicked in. Like, what the fuck?
Yep. I'm buying Quest the noise canceling Bluetooth headset like my nigga Smooth the Dude got. That's what I'm buying.
I got it. I just ain't turning on. Relax. Chill.
Relax. Man, I want to also say shout out to school starting back. You do not realize how much your kids get on your nerves when they're gone, when they're out of school for 2 to 3 months. You just don't realize how much
pause.
They get on
we need
your
nerves. Pause.
We need a pause.
Kids, so you don't know
yeah,
that.
We definitely need
a
pause. See, all the niggas that don't have kids, they didn't applaud that. See, Smooth, he all slow with that. See, the people with kids, they do
not
understand.
I'm over here on Facebook. You start talking about kids, I zoned all the way out, bro. I have
no all the way up.
Amen. I ain't got none of them bad boys.
Yeah, I've got no input.
Fuck all you niggas, man. All you 99 kid having niggas.
You
got
a house and home.
Don't you hate people that don't have no kids? Like people that could just be like, oh, you know what?
Them niggas ain't got no tax write-off, so fuck them.
Damn.
Right.
Damn, but let me just take my trip to Hawaii by myself.
Look, the risk is not worth the reward. Goddammit, shit, I don't fuck a tax write off. The risk is not worth the reward.
I'm
bullshit.
No, I'm kind of with Smooth. I'm kind of with Smooth though. I would prefer not to have no kids, but the tax versus the tax write off, but. The biggest joy of having kids is
I'd rather pay
them
into
stuff.
The tax credit than have them receive the tax credit.
First of all, you're not gonna do my kid like that. Now I was gonna say the best part of having a kid is when they do elite stuff because they're part of your DNA. That is when is you feel great to be a parent. You're like, you know what, that's my kid. Mm-hmm. He did some elite stuff or she did some elite stuff because they're a part of me. That's the best moment. Just like when, you know, I had to groom and shape Double Bag to be the, you know, the great rapper that he is now. I had to mold him and shape him. But it all started from, you know.
You showed him what you do, and then he did the complete opposite. Great job, man.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Kids are so. Let me tell you what happened to me today. So, I go. Number two, I want to be thankful for is thank God my daughter's mom no longer lives with me. She got her own place. Shout out to that. Shout out to that.
Always got some people business out on.
It's literally my business. I'm exposing my business.
So your baby
mama's
staying with you.
Yeah, she was.
I'm like, what? Okay, go ahead.
Let that man cook. Let me see what you're talking about.
Now that the situation is, I'm going to go over everything that happened, right? So my daughter comes to me, right, and she's like, Dad, I want to go see my mom. All right, cool. Her mom was in Arizona. I was like, all right, cool. So I take my daughter to go see her mama in Arizona. My mama was like, hey, I want to be in my daughter's life. You know, can I come to Texas? Right. So my significant other, right, and my baby mama was both living at the house at the same time. You know, ooh. I know what y'all thinking, that it was nothing but frills and thrills all around. But no.
No, we didn't think that.
You know, two Geminis, along with my daughter, who's the third Gemini, all of them bleeding and menstruating and interacting. It was not the joy that I was expecting. No menages jumped off. I was thoroughly disappointed because there was no menage a trois. But it's cool, though. It's all right. They want to be haters. It's all right. So,
why have you been so grouchy?
Yeah, man, I've been so, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, the estrogen has been estrogening over here. All right, but, nah, so she went ahead and she got her placement. I'm proud of her. She got her place. She got a roommate. As far as me being 40 with a roommate, I don't know, but whatever helps you get over the hump, cool. Whatever makes my daughter happy, cool. That's all that matters. But so we go to the school because it's open school thingy and Bobby. So my daughter, I take her over there, of course. We meet the teachers. We go around, walk around the campus. On my way back, dropping her off. Right, on the way back, she says, hey, can you stop by Walmart? All right, well, you know what? I can drop you off at Walmart because her apartment is literally around the corner from the Walmart. I said, I can drop you off at the Walmart. Now, here's something, ladies. When it comes to your child's father that you must understand, if he is no longer getting any type of sexual benefit or monetary benefit from you, you are one of the homies now. So this, no, actually, you're probably less than one of the homies now, because if my nigga Smooth said, hey, dope, can you take me to Walmart? I would take him to Walmart, wait for him, and then take him home. If I'm not getting no benefit from you, I am dropping you off at Walmart. I'm going home. So, but shout out to me for
maybe
being
that's
nice.
Just your dynamic, because my baby daddies is not dropping me off nowhere. They're going to wait for me. I don't fuck neither one of them, so they're in the waiting. I don't know.
See, at least I'm nice.
But you wouldn't wait for, like, you going to make her walk home?
It's literally around the corner.
So she's a woman. What does she got to be out there walking for?
You know what? She should find a nigga or she should have a car. Those are her two options. Find a nigga
with
a car.
She should have a car, but you're the nigga with the car, so make sure she get home. The fuck?
What part of I'm not fucking this woman did you...
She's still the mother of your kids. She's a woman at the end of the day.
Okay, so hold on. Let me make sure I understand. I go pick up this heifer from Arizona, bring her back, allow her to stay in my house.
Not a heifer.
Help her move into her own apartment. And because I didn't drop this bitch off at her house, and that's around the corner from Walmart, I'm a horrible human being. Please help me.
I didn't say that. Dumb is your words. Dumb is your words. I didn't say you're a horrible human being. I did that, and you can just wait for her, like, you know. You had to go walk?
Yes, walking is healthy.
What did you have to do that was so urgent?
Put in my notes, don't ever have no baby by dope. Goddamn. Check mark.
Whoa. You're not going to be... Look, I am a great child's father. I am a good baby daddy.
I'm the cool baby mama. I don't be arguing with nobody. I don't do none of that. Nigga, you gonna wait for me? The fuck?
Why am I going to wait for you? What am I going to wait for?
Because what do you look like? I'm a woman. What do you look like having me out here walking?
There's a million women that are walking, so every time I see a woman,
I'm one in a million. I'm not a million women. I'm one in a million. So, therefore, I don't need to be out here walking.
If your financial situation got you walking, I don't know.
I'm always have my own car, so there's that. However, if I roll with you or whatever we got going on, I'm still a woman, and you shouldn't have me out here walking. You shouldn't want to see me out here walking as your baby mom.
Man.
Maybe that's just me. Because my baby daddy's going to treat me like that because I am the homie, but they still treat me like a lady. Like, when I'm in their presence, I'm still treated as a lady. So, sir, yeah, you're going to wait for me. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait. Treat her like a lady. It's not like I punched her in the face or nothing.
My baby daddy wouldn't allow me to, even if I didn't have a car, my baby daddy would allow me to, yeah, you live around the corner, allow me to walk around the corner. He wouldn't allow me to do that.
All right, so let me make sure I understand. Has your baby daddy ever let you live with him?
I've never been in that situation where I had to. I'm sure they would. Well, no, you know what? When I moved to Texas, I did stay with my son's father's mom, and he was in the house as well. So I wasn't necessarily living with him, but I stayed with his mom.
Stay with his mom. All right.
I know. It's a long story.
I'm kind of interested to hear the story, though. Go ahead. I want to hear the story.
A long ghetto ass story. So my baby daddy had just got out the pen again, right? So he had paroled to his mom's house. So his mom knew I was moving to Texas, and I just needed a place to stay until I found me a crib, whatever. So she was like, yeah, well, go ahead, you know, bring, because that's her grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all stay with me until you get on your feet or whatever. I didn't know he was staying there. Because if I had known, that would have been XO, not even the plan, though. But motherfucking, we stayed in the same household or whatever, and yeah. So I mean, yeah, I've been allowed to not necessarily stay with him, but I stayed with his mom, and he still wouldn't allow me to be walking. Like he was concerned. Like if I was getting off work late, he would text like, make sure you know, okay, the door's unlocked, whatever the case may be. Like I'm gonna come out to the car, walk you to the door. Like he still treated me as a lady.
He walked you from your car to the house.
Yeah, to make, you know, because
he didn't walk you from his car. He didn't walk you from his car.
It's my car. Yes, it's my car. I had my car because I'm his car.
Okay, so when was y'all in his car and he dropped you off?
Oh, he had girlfriends to be driving him around, so I was never in his car. He was in his bitch's car. I never needed him to drive me around nowhere, though, but... Still, nevertheless, he wouldn't let me walk nowhere. Even if the case scenario I was in his car, he wouldn't let me walk nowhere.
Okay.
That's just maybe that's just my situation.
I'm trying to put everything. I'm trying to piece everything together. So he would drive you around in other females' cars.
Yeah, if I need it. But I had my own car, so I was never in need of that. Like, if we happened to be in one of his bitches' car, I you know what I'm saying. And I hear what you're saying. Like, she needed you to ride in your car. However, still, like, why did she have to have a car? I don't get it. Maybe I'm missing something. Like, I get, yeah, you let her stay with you. I get all of that, but she had to walk.
Man, you're killing me right now. You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm trying to understand, like, why you made her walk.
My question is, what did you have to do that was so important that you couldn't take it to the grip?
Whatever the fuck I wanted to do, because I was in my car. I was in my car. I was going to my house.
So it was nothing stopping you from just waiting for her. Nothing at all.
What is that with you bleeding hearts, man? We are in the world.
I'm just saying, it was nothing stopping you from just waiting for her and taking her to the crib. Nothing at all.
There was absolutely nothing.
You just didn't want to. You just didn't want to.
I just didn't want to. I just didn't.
Okay. I can accept you just saying I don't want to, but damn, like. But we
it was
a mean ass nigga. You the mean old ass nigga, so we get it.
I am not mean. I'm like the nicest person. I've been saying.
You are mean. That is mean.
Like, you are trash, though. Like, you.
That's trash.
Like, I don't. Like, I know your small situation, but, like, you don't have to. Like, you don't have to shit on us. You don't gotta shit on her to us every chance you get. Like,
I literally just said I was proud of her. That's not shitting on her. I literally said I was proud of her.
We didn't have to, like, you didn't have to put out her business that you've been staying with.
This is no filter. Like, when do we go start? When do we censor anything on no filter?
I'm saying you, like. You didn't have to do that. Like, it's plenty of shit we can talk about. You didn't have to do that. Like you do that for some type of satisfaction for you.
Not and really.
It's fucked up. Let's keep it a buck. It's fucked up.
I don't know about that other stuff, but I'll be damn my baby daddy
like
you walk.
Like, you'll never hear me talk about any of my exes being down bad, because I'm not gonna bring that shit up on the show. That's
like a decade ago. You can't even remember that far back.
Nigga,
I have a significant other to talk bad about your significant other.
Nigga, I got plenty. I just don't talk about it on the show, because it's none of nobody's watching business about how my exes are doing. Like, I don't.
What did you say, nigga?
I don't volunteer their business.
You got twins? I heard twins. Or did I hear something wrong?
I heard twins too. So I ain't say nothing though.
Wait, what?
I was just making sure.
What did you say, Chris?
Who has
queens? I was like, I don't volunteer their business.
Oh.
Yeah, before that, though. No, something wrong with twins,
yeah.
If it ain't twins.
Yeah. I definitely heard twins. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know.
All I said was you haven't had an ex in 10 years, so you probably forgot everything about them anyway.
I'm still cool with all my exes.
I'm going on mute.
I'm still cool with my exes. They can call me up like, yo, I need something. If I got it to give, I'm going to give it.
Oh, I'm cool with my exes. I let them stay with me. What are you talking about?
I ain't with mine.
Like
really?
Born to be yourself. If people don't like you for being yourself, fuck them.
I'm cool with my exes. You just know. But
shout out to you for letting your baby mama live with you. You know,
you
a good dude.
Thank you, Liz. See, thank you. See, I appreciate it.
No. I'm going to tell you who the real MVP is. Fuck dope. Per usual, fuck dope. The real MVP is his girl. Because, honestly, Lynn, would you let your nigga baby mama come stay with y'all?
It depends on how far removed she is. Like, if this was a newborn baby, fuck no.
Yeah, well,
if the
okay,
baby
13
is like
years,
five and 13 under.
13 years?
Yeah, 13 years, that's far enough to be far removed. Like, y'all, the feelings that y'all used to have for each other and shit, y'all probably can't stand each other at this point. So, I'm cool with it.
And that may be where dope. Hold on, I'm finna bring it full circle. The feelings are removed. That's where dope is to a point, which is still fucked up. Don't get it started. Twist it. But to have this baby mama walk.
Don't
act like an old-ass motherfucking pimp putting a bitch on the motherfucking track. type shit. Like, bitch, yeah, you can walk.
I think that's where he get that emotion. Because I don't have kids, but I could never see if I could control it. Now, we in a different state, bitch. You got to do what you do. But if we is in the same vicinity and I'm free, yeah, no, I ain't going to let you walk. I'm going to do it. I got you, baby mama. I got you. So, but I'm not going to overexalt myself neither, though.
Right.
So,
but this instance
where you dropped her off at the grocery store and couldn't, hold on. This instance where you dropped her off at the grocery store and didn't wait 15, 20 minutes for her to shop to come back out and y'all was going to the same place, yeah, you trash, dope.
No, we wasn't going to the same place. She was going to her house. I was going to my house.
But you was around the corner from her house.
In her new apartment?
No.
I thought you were saying this.
Yeah,
her
No. She's going to her new apartment. Around the corner.
But the new apartment is around the corner from the Walmart still, though.
Yeah, and I'm 10 minutes away from that Walmart. I'm 10 minutes in the other direction. I'm going 20 east. She's 287 north. We're in opposite directions. So I'm going to see you later. Now, nobody was like, when I was, he was like, hey, can you take me to church? And he had me driving all the way to the fucking Potter house. You know what I'm saying? I did that.
Damn, dude cussing with the, I mean, I do it too, but it's like the way you, like, damn, fucking damn Potter house.
Well, I mean, have you ever been swine, dude? Have you been swine? I don't know. All I know is I seen him with the diddler. So we don't know about TDJ. I just know he's swallowing and he's with diddler. I don't know. But all I'm saying is there has been a multiple of things that I have done where they weren't required of me, but to be nice, I did it. But once again, when it comes to sharing half my cigarettes, when it comes to giving rides and take you to the laundromat and take you to the grocery store and take you to go get something to eat, I've done had my fill over the past 30, 60 days. So guess what? I am perfectly okay you walking around the corner. Because if you was in Arizona, you'd have to do it. If you was in Dallas and I was in Arlington, you'd have to do it. So guess what? You still got to do it. Just like I feel sorry for the niggas, the girls that be they're pushing that stroller on the sidewalk. It's hot as hell outside, and I feel sorry for them. I'm like, damn, you should have probably fucked a nigga that was going to at least give you a car, so you wouldn't have to be pushing that stroller. But no, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. And my baby mama should have probably picked a nigga that was going to make sure that she was going to have a car.
You the nigga, you the baby daddy.
You the nigga. No. Did y'all not hear the description of what Smooth said? He said, dope girl, not dope baby mama. Dope girl. So dope girl, she don't walk. She ain't walked since I met her.
That's all I said. She giving you the coochie.
See, there we go. I get the hot tour, the gawk, the swirls, all that. She don't walk.
So she, since the baby mama ain't giving you no coochie, she can't get a ride. Damn.
Well, no.
Well, you couldn't wait for her to come out the store.
Fat. The mother of my child, that only extends so far. It only extends so far.
Hey, what's the Nero at? Is Nero, you still on here? No, Dub gone, huh? Yeah, I have some words for him, but it don't matter. He ain't here to listen to it. Because if he doing this to baby mama, imagine what he'll do to his mama. She ain't getting nothing, huh, man?
Oh, Dub. Nah, Dub's mom. See, Sean, so I think the difference between Dub's mom and Dub's mom is she was married after, you know what I'm saying, and she lives with her parents, and she has a car. And Dub and Darrell, they're grown. They're over the age of 18. They're grown. So, but if she asked me, I would help her. But she don't ask me, and so I would still help her. But ex-wife and baby mama are two different things. Ex-wife and baby mama are two different. There are two different categories. All
right. I guess we'll always be different because, you know.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I see my father with my brother's mom. I see my dad with my sister's mom, and I never seen him with my mom, but it's cool. I've never seen it with my mom. So I seen it with my brother's mom, and I seen it with my sister's mom, right? So with my brother's mom, I'm talking about my dad was captain saving my brother's mom. I'm talking about through the crack, through everything, captain saving his, right? Boom. With my sister's mom, because she had a nigga, and he was like, hey, ask that nigga, right? He still had love for her. He still with, you know, but as that nigga, right? So I'm as that nigga because I'm not your nigga. As that nigga, I'm not your nigga. You know what I'm saying? As that nigga. And 14, like I said, my daughter's 14. So that means last time was about 14 years ago. I done forgot what the coochie feel like. I don't even know what the coochie feel like anymore. So. And even so, I don't know. All right, so I'm watching. You know, when they pop the balloons, right? When they pop the balloons, I'm watching the thing, right? And the two things that I didn't understand was one chick, she had three baby daddies, right? Three baby daddies, and she popped the balloon because the nigga's pants was too tight. All right, so you got three baby daddies. None of the baby daddies are helping you financially or even in the kids' lives.
I'm saying that with two.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're popping. Not because, and then I seen another one where she popped a balloon because the nigga was too short. And I'm like.
The reason why I would never go on my knees.
But my thing is, of all the things to pop a balloon for, it's superficial, right?
Yeah.
Being short and tight pants.
Honestly,
it's so.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
All them kids are superficial. That's literally the basis of it.
Nah, but I mean, like, I'm not gonna pop a balloon because a chick got on baggy pants. No, I'm not gonna pop a. I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna wait till you actually. Have more like you say a fucking statement. I'm gonna hold up a card and ask you to read it. If you can read the card, all right. And then the next thing I'm gonna do is give you some math problems. If you can do the math problems, all right, cool. You can read, and you can do arithmetic. All right. Then I'm gonna ask you questions like. Do you have your own place? Do you have your own car? Do you pay car insurance? What's your credit score? Before I get to anything superficial, all that's coming into play before I pop my balloon.
But that's not the basis of this show. That shit is shallow.
Yeah.
The whole thing is shallow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. What about the Love Is Blind one? The Love Is Blind where motherfuckers try to get married until they're blindfolded until the day of the wedding, and then they take their blindfolds off. So you don't have no idea what you're marrying until the day of your wedding. That's
right.
Crazy to me.
They're actually building the connection without physical. Yes.
I'm like, so you can get ready, you can be ready, getting ready to marry a Wookiee, and you would never know. Well, no, you can always do the Ray Charles. You can always grab the wrist. You can always touch the face.
No, man. No.
I mean, I don't know about y'all, but if I build a connection with you, like, that if you have a good personality and a, like, down-to-earth and fit me, you're going to be beautiful to me. You may not look...
Mm-hmm.
You may not be A1 to everybody else, but that's my baby. Like, I'm that.
Come on, look. We already discussed. We already discussed the three. That nigga Chris said he would kiss the three early in the morning. Lynn definitely said that she would kiss the three early in the morning.
Hell yeah.
You said you'll kiss the three?
She would kiss
that's
a three
little,
early in the
that's
morning.
That's my little ugly. Hold on. If you my little ugly
all,
and you pay all these bills, you can't just
that.
Be ugly. You
all
can't just be ugly.
Ugly.
This
is
my
like
little
all
ugly. This my
got
little
a little fat girl on the side. A little fat, little
this
is
my little ugly.
I get it. I get
no,
it.
No, if my little ugly is paying all the bills and doing everything I need him to do, come on, little ugly nigga.
The way she suck and swallow, spit it out. Talk about, oh, I'm going to cook you dinner afterwards. You right. I feel it. I understand.
Come on, little ugly
no,
nigga.
No. There is no three on the planet where I will kiss you with morning breath with my tongue. It's never happening. It's never happening. First of all, I'm dry heaving when I roll over because if you that ugly, I know your breath got to smell like fucking warmed over asshole.
Ooh.
And you think I'm about to French kiss you early in the morning? Ah, there is no amount of money. There's no Leslie Jones and Whoopi Goldberg put together. It is never happening.
And you and my girl.
Then what are you with her for then? If you're not, to her, then what you doing with her?
Hey.
I was just saying when it comes to the three.
The three.
When it comes to three, I'm not with the three. Now we have now, except for question. I don't think.
So
but we have all, at one point in time, like, you had to get it out. So we have used the three for our depraved sexual gratification.
For sure. Everybody has somebody on the roster like, ooh.
No. Not on the roster. Not on the roster.
Even just somebody that the last of the last of the last resort.
I'm talking about
me.
I'm tired of my hand. My hand tired. Yeah.
Yeah. The last resort. Like, you are the last person I would call.
No. This happened. Literally, if you think a Snoop Dogg on Half Baked, the ugly bitch literally just dropped down right there and was like, you know, I can help you with that. That's how it happened.
You're a little drunk at the club. You know what I'm saying? You didn't really score nothing. You see the little fat chick on the side looking sad. Come here, baby. Let me take you home with me tonight. You ain't gonna be sad.
That's not the conversation we had. Now that one, I said
that must be a man thing because I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than slow dancing with a chick because
I'm not
the lights
kissing
are dark.
I ain't kissing the one I took for the team. No.
Right.
We're on a whole different conversation
now.
I'm
definitely not kidding. Yeah. All I'm saying is we all have, well, I know I've been there. Right? You're drunk, you're dancing. The lights come on, and your niggas see you dancing with the fucking Wookiee, right? And then you're like, and then she wants to follow you, talk about, well, you should talk about taking me home. And now you got to chew your arm off to get away from the fucking Wookiee that you've been dancing with because you're hella inebriated. Bruh. I'm going to text that.
Your friends ain't shit anyway for letting you do that.
Oh, man. My friends, they definitely was not shit, bruh. They was not shit. And this is when I was hanging. So this is back when I was living in Tracy, California, right? So I'm around nothing but white people. White people funny is completely different than nigga funny, right? White people funny is completely different than nigga funny. So white people funny is, oh, I'm going to draw a picture of a dick on your face. That's white people funny. If you do that to a nigga, somebody's getting shot or stabbed or both. Like, so I'm sitting there now. I go to a club, right? We're selling Kirby's. We go to a city called Red Bluff, right? Red Bluff. It's out in Northern California, right? Nothing but honky.
Not the Kirby vacuum cleaner.
Man, look. Sold that thing for 2 years. You know what I mean?
Sold
that thing for 2 years.
Those are some good vacuum cleaners, though. No, we had one. I had one growing up, and that's some good-ass vacuum cleaners.
Sure.
What happened to
you, man? It was more dope as well.
It's like the Cadillac
of
vacuum cleaners. It really is.
Hell yeah.
I have two of them. Yeah, that was when I got my house. That was the first thing I bought was a Kirby vacuum. Yeah. All right. So boom, we go to the place. All right. So this is the first time I ever discovered Goldschlager. Right? Goldschlager, Firebomb. If you don't know what firebombs are, shout out to the white people. They'll introduce you to some shit, and then put the Red Bull with the Goldschlager. Some new stuff. Right. All right. This is my first time ever discovering what – I never did the meth, but I did happen to notice that it did not look like cocaine. They definitely was not snorting cocaine. They were snorting something that looked really crystally. Never tried it, but that's the first time I ran into what's called meth. So I'm in Red Blood with a bunch of white people. We got a pocket full of money because we just sold 15 vacuum cleaners in like 3 days. Pocket full of money, we're partying with the white people, right? So, all right, so boom, we go.
Partying with white people as selling vacuum cleaners is funny. Fuck.
Yeah. But I was the closer. Shout out to me. Shout out to Dope for being a closer. All right, so boom, we out there. So we go to the party. We got a pocket full of money. We got, you know, we're wearing suits. So we keep our bennies in our front pocket right here on the little clip, right? Boom. Got the bennies in the clip. All right. So we're buying rounds. We're buying rounds for people, right? Now, I'm only like 22. Maybe. I think I just turned 21, 22, right? I'm still not a professional drinker. I didn't start drinking until damn near like a month or so before I turned 21, right? So I'm not a professional drinker yet. So I cannot hold my liquor. I don't know how much liquor to drink, all right? But I'm drinking, and I'm drinking Jaeger bombs. So now, also mind you, just 2 years before this, I had just lost my virginity. So I'm only 2 years away from losing my virginity, and I've only been with two women in 2 years.
Oh, Lord.
So a lot of stuff was happening for Dope real quickly.
You just fucked up all the way around.
Yeah. All right. And there's nothing but white. No black girls. All white girls. All right. So do first happen on this trip. First is, I didn't know what swallowing was. I never had been swallowed. Shout out to the white girl that introduced me to that. Greatest gift I ever experienced. Right? Greatest gift I ever experienced. So I was so drunk, my perception of her beauty was very, very off. Right? But all I know was this great feeling that she gave me in the back of the club, in this bathroom, greatest thing I've ever felt. So I'm following around like a little puppy. And we're dancing. And we're dancing. I know I'm fucked up. So the lights come on. And all right, so have you anybody seen the end of Kill Bill 2? Anybody
yeah.
seen the end of Kill Bill 2? Where the chick yeah. has the little where the chick has the where she has to keep wiping her because she got the hole in her lip.
Uh huh.
That was this bitch. That was this bitch.
Oh wow.
She had the cleft lip, and you know how you have to cut when you have a cleft
mm-hmm.
lip and it's attached to you have to cut it, and so she
mm-hmm.
like she had the curl on her lip, and she kind of it was like Bobby Brown at you know when Bobby Brown had you know because he had that coke he got the coke lip it was almost
mm-hmm.
exactly like that, but she had the scar on the nose. And it was all crusty and everything. Yeah, that the very first time I ever had a female swallow was from her. I definitely got tested the next time we got back to Tracy. I definitely got tested because I didn't know what the fuck that was on her lip. But yeah, shout out to the white people, man. Y'all white people, y'all ain't shit.
That's funny.
Yeah, question about that white people stuff, man.
No.
Me and Quest had our fair share of white people experiences out of Santa Clarita. But trust me.
Santa Clarita, but back.
Look,
there's definitely Caucasity,
man.
Yeah, there's a lot of Caucasity out there in Santa Clarita. Oh, well, do tell about the Caucasian that you in question endured when you were in Santa Clarita.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
my drink.
Well, I remember I threw this one massive party. I used to have this house in the hills, in the forest, and you have to actually climb up a mountain to get to my crib. Quest holiday for me. I'm trying to tell you, that boy, every time, man, it's crazy. But I'll tell you, we had roughly maybe 250 people there, bro. And the crowd was a couple of white faces. Huh? You said what, Chris?
That's probably one of the best parties ever. Oh,
bruh, hands damn one of the best parties I've ever been in my life, man. And that was my first time ever trying shrooms. Sorry, Mom, if you listen to this. But, yeah, that's the first time I tried. Yo, it's only white people when you try sometimes
yeah.
drug or so. Man, I'll never do cocaine. But shrooms is different. But that shook me when
shrooms,
I saw a white dude
shrooms,
took cocaine.
Shrooms had me in the $1 million mansion on my 40th birthday taking a 40-50 minute shower. That did me. And I was just sitting there tripping. Cause I was in a shower where the jets came from three sides on my waistline, like, and twice up above me. So I'm just standing there tripping, cause the fucking shit was on the fucking wall, the tile. It was rocks and marbles and shit. Man, I was tripping on the floor. Like that was my first time popping shrooms on my 40th birthday, and I was tripping, bro. Dope was dope. Dope will tell you, them shrooms are motherfucker though. I like them shrooms.
I've never tried them. I've always wanted to try them. I'm scared.
Try it when you're in a comfortable environment. That's the first thing I'm telling people. You got to be in a very comfortable environment, and you cannot be getting pissed off easily because it will fuck up your high.
That was my birthday, and I wasn't even driving, and I was fucked up dope, and my niggas had me, so I was good. I was fucked up, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it took him in. Hey, but he did get pissed off when he was like, wait, you brought this, but you left the one thing that I needed you to bring?
yeah, these niggas brought weed, this nigga brought this, they brought some drinks, like, nigga. But I told you, I'm trying to shroom for my birthday, and these niggas left the shroom an hour away in the mansion. So yeah, I was kind of pissed then, you know, because I wanted to eat my birthday dinner and then go back to Pluto. Nope.
He's attending you, my boy.
Now, hey, this nigga Donald Trump a motherfucker. So I got my other phone. That's why I've been kind of quiet. Donald Trump and Elon Musk got a space going. It's over 1 million people in this motherfucker, too. But I'm listening to this nigga Donald Trump, a motherfucking fool. Little background, he's been off Twitter for like a year. Like, he got kicked off, but now I guess, I don't know, the day-to-day, Elon better let him back on. And they've been doing this live space about 2 hours, I want to say. And I just thought about it. Matter of fact, it started at 8 when we started the show. I've been on it on my other phone listening. But they talk about policies and all type of other shit and just back and forth. He ain't letting nobody else come on, but they going back and forth. But this nigga Donald, a motherfucking fool, though. He say what he want to say. He don't give a fuck. I ain't saying I'm endorsing him because I don't even want to start crushing, start nobody. But intellectually, I mean, no, comically, this nigga's a funny motherfucker, bro. I don't know.
Because he's an idiot. I ain't gonna say he's saying whatever comes to his mind. He old as hell.
That's why he's gonna get stuffed in the face by Kamala, because Kamala freaking, she know how to talk. That's only, that's a real big difference. Kamala know how to talk and not talk out her ass.
See, I didn't want to start this politics, though.
I'm
not endorsing nobody or telling y'all who to vote, but do go vote. However, Donald Trump is an idiot. Like, and I'm not saying, I'm saying he an idiot, like, because he a fool. Like, he just say whatever the fuck come to his mind. He don't give a damn what he say, he just say it. And he don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about it. He's an idiot.
I agree. Appreciate for that $3,500 though, Trump.
Now I'm telling y'all what niggas need to do, no matter who get in office. But they just gonna end it. But if Trump get in office, you niggas need to have 6 months under LLC so you get some of this money this nigga is giving y'all. I'm telling y'all this now, that he gives to business owners and people who had their paperwork right like we did last time. Now, I ain't saying it was because of Trump. He was the face. It may have been Congress, the House, all the motherfuckers. I agree when a nigga backdoor me when I say what I'm about to say. But Trump was the motherfucking face, so I believe if we have him back in here, those floodgates will open back again. So have your shit in order so you can get some of this money, like I did, like Quest did. Like Dope did, all because we had LLCs in place and we was able to do them tax write-offs, the legal jargon. What word am I trying to use, Dope? Help me out. We was able to.
Y'all niggas got some PPP laws or what? Shit.
Exactly. But we legal, though. We were legal, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We got PPP laws. Shit.
Nah, it was more than that for me though, boo. I mean, it was more than that. Tax write off. Because we was in different brackets that me and Chris was talking about. Like, it's a whole bunch of game. It's just niggas just don't know because they stuck in that crab in the bunker shit. All right, I'm just gonna be content with this 20-30 bands, and then I ain't gotta write off all this and that, and I can still get my food stamps and maybe can still get housing and all of that, and yeah. Little baby get Social Security and disability and all, niggas still in that same little thing. No, get your business together, get some of this shit, get you a 6,000-pound vehicle, and write that whole vehicle off the next time you get paid. So now you got a whole car for free. You just gotta wait.
That's why the niggas buy the G Wagon. It's literally a fucking tax write off.
Yeah. Or buy a diesel truck, like what I come on, man, it's different write-off. Like, all the gas with your LLC, your write-off. Every time you go eat, your rent, your light, your gas, your water, nigga, paper. One of your rooms could be your office. Now your house is the office, like it's more like a printer, a computer, a TV. nigga, tires.
Broke that off last year.
Oil change. All that shit could be a write-off. It, the things we do daily, you can write that shit off. If you got your business right, house in order.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm through. I'm through spitting. Lynn ain't listening no way. I can tell what she
I am listening to you.
What did you say, nigga?
I'm definitely listening. I mean, you know, telling me something I didn't know, but okay, I'm listening. Like, I'm, I feel you. That's what Trump did, though. Trump came in and gave business owners a lot of tax breaks that they weren't getting before and a lot of write-offs they weren't getting before. He did do that.
That's why I'm telling folks to get that business-minded. I'm not sure. Like, I can only go off these last couple years, but I'm off with it. Let's change subject because them politics be politicking.
Thank God Biden's out of that motherfucker, though. His ass phone is sleeping at the wheel. Jesus literally taking the wheel right now. That nigga's sleeping.
I need to hear more about what her name. I need to see what more the lady, the black chick, I don't even know her name, or Indian chick, whatever. Kamala, I don't know.
Kamala.
Yeah. I need to see more about what she talking about. Like, I mean, I'm hearing the same shit old boy was talking about.
Yeah, I just don't see them letting a black woman in the presidency over a white person.
Now would have been tighter for you to pull out the Clinton wife, be her vice.
Now if it was
they the one for show. Yeah.
Yeah,
they the one for shit show. She
Clinton
had the white. She had Hillary. Yeah, she had Hillary. I think that she the one, regardless. Like, she could have went against God.
She could have went against God.
Quest, where you at? Quest gone, too. Everybody gone. Hey, man, we got 7 minutes, 34 seconds left in the show. I got you, though. Don't worry about it, my boy. We're going to get up out of here, man. I got this pork chop. I got to go eat looking ass. And, nah, I'm talking shit. Go ahead, though.
Man, look, shout out my man, Spoo, back on the road. Shout out to him back in his element. Back in his element. I got to spend a week with my bro, hanging out, doing nothing. I mean, not hanging out doing nothing. Sometimes women don't be understanding that. Sometimes guys need to be around guys. We might not be doing shit, but we just gotta be around guys. You could be around your girl 24 days out of the month. They still complain about the 6 days you go hang out with your bro. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, I get it. Sometimes.
Why you feel like that, Leah? Why you feel like that?
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds a little gay. I don't know. No homo.
It's not. See, that's what. Why you got to be gay? Because you want to hang out with your bro.
Because it was coming off a little, you know, a little whimsical. So, all right.
You got 30 days. If 24 of them is spent with your girl. And
but what you
want to
be in front of another nigga for? Like, you can go play ball and bring your ass home. You can go.
I'm not spending the night at the nigga's house. But two to four
that's
hours.
Like
nigga,
like,
no, it didn't sound nothing like that.
Yeah, shit, y'all got going on.
2 to 4 hours with your bros is at least once a week is mandatory. Once a
well,
week.
Say that. You made it like a nigga was stuck in a night bag and shit.
4 days. That's 4 times. That's 4 times a month. That's once a week. You're literally spending
okay.
6 with your girl, 1 with your bro.
Say that.
This is why men don't talk to women about their problems, because niggas, they start talking about niggas as sassy and zesty and shit. God damn it.
That's what it sounded like.
There's no zest in dope. I don't even like zest soap. I'm going to
say that. So word that shit better. Word it different. Because what?
Women spend more time with their girlfriends than dudes spend with their bros. That's a fact. And y'all do gay shit that's when y'all different. With them. Y'all be smacking y'all. No, no, y'all be smacking each other's ass.
That's right.
Working
yeah,
on
yeah, that's for
real. Y'all be doing nah, super real. Gay shit with your homegirls.
Okay.
You know, you said okay. No, if it's gay, it's gay. That's gay. If you're
it
if you're not gay,
gay
and you're doing
women,
gay,
we do
gay.
Get away with a lot of gay
but
shit
see,
that we just can't get away with. Okay.
Yeah. But well, and honestly,
well,
that's
like
you
don't mind. With your homie.
Yeah. I don't mind a girl playing with another girl. That's cool with me. I don't, you know, as long as you ain't playing with another nigga.
Well, go lay in the bed with your homie and watch some reality TV. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, we watching the fight. We watching basketball.
Yeah, go. Women, we go and watch, we'll sit in our homegirl's bed and go watch reality TV and judge other people. Niggas, y'all can't do that because it's gay. Like, why is you under the cover with your homie? Like, what? What are y'all doing?
But it's still gay. But it's more acceptable gay when women do it.
Yeah,
when women do it,
it's
more acceptable.
It's a double
gay.
Standard. Yeah, it's a double standard. It's very much a double standard.
Yeah, and I'm okay with double standards. Like, people get offended when it comes to double standards. No, double standards are cool. Double standards are cool.
The only people that get offended
is the ones that want to do that. Hey, man, shout out to my kids back. Shout out to Double Bag. Shout out to Double Bag.
Welcome back, young man.
Yes, sir.
How'd you do? I gotta interview him because, like, how did you deal with this being your dad? Because what?
Because
he's a motherfucker as it is now, and I know you as an adult, but being a young adult and raising some children, I know you had to be a motherfucker. Like, I know.
Man, nah, when it comes to my kids, I am super nice to my kids. They're the only ones that like get, you know, like soft dad, like soft dope. Like, I, cause, you know, they're my offspring. The rest of these women, fuck mm-hmm. these niggas, man. But the offspring, I'm gonna tell you a little story, then we're gonna get up out of here. So I was homeless back in 2014, right? So I was carless and homeless. So the first car that I got when I was homeless, I was like, you know what, I'm going to give this to my son. I drove the car for his graduation from California to Texas for his graduation.
Uh-huh.
Now, everybody told me, do not give this nigga the key. So I said, you know what, if I can't believe in my son, who else can I believe in? So I said, here, son, here go the keys to your car. Let's just say the car lasted about a good 2 months before the engine blew. But at the end of the day, I love my son. So I gave him the car that I spent $6,000 on. He had it for 2 months and blew the engine. But it's good. That was my son.
Aww.
Oh, now he want to be quiet. Any other time he have a whole bunch of stuff, but now he want to be quiet.
he just respecting you being the elder. That's it.
Being gentle. Because I don't know this side of dope. Because I don't know. I know smacking hoes and cussing niggas out dope with a cigarette hanging off his lip.
That's all
dope I know.
Listen, that's all I ever heard about dope. I think I met dope one time in Arkansas. Other than that, all I hear is stories about him.
And putting bitches on the track and making them walk from around the corner from Walmart. That's the dope I know. I don't know this nigga. This is a new nigga.
Look, you tell my son tell you, he says I'm even nicer to his sister. He said I'm a big softy when it comes to his sister. I'm tough on her.
Hmm.
Well, everybody would say that.
Because she's a girl, like.
Nah, it's
and I see the standards you have for other women, you would expect that from your daughter, so I get it.
Yeah, no, but no, I think it's because there's a 10-year difference, right? So all of all that energy I had in my 20s, I didn't have in my 30s. I'm like, I really don't have the energy to be constantly yelling at you. And, you know, as long as you don't set the house on fire, I'm pretty much going to let you do whatever you want to do. But
Monet be chilling, though.
Monet do be chilling, though. You do be chilling. So, today. So, right, there's this thing called Avid, right? It's an aggressive lifestyle class, right? So, basically, they help prepare you for, you know, college and academia. And so she's like, Dad, look, I'm a good kid. Please don't sign me up for this. I seen your eyes light up when he was talking about the lifestyle coaching. Please, straight A's. I do what you ask me to do 90% of the time. Don't sign me up for the class. She had a compelling argument, so I was like, all right. But the minute if your grades start slipping or you get into one fight, I'm putting you in the class.
Dang, what if she didn't start it?
She got in one fight last year. That was it. She got in one fight last year. That was it.
Yeah, that was definitely me. Me and Wanda got rewarded for fights. That's if we didn't start it or we won.
Yeah. Dorian, Dub didn't get into fights in school. He got most of his fights outside of school.
Shout out to my sister. I didn't find out she loved me until high school when she threatened to throw out through a trophy case for me.
Shout out to the siblings, man. Shout out to siblings, man.
Shout out to big sis. That's the thing. Shout out to big sis.
I'm the oldest. My dad was the oldest. Dub's the oldest. I don't know what it's like to be somebody. Smooth, you the oldest?
Oh.
I am.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
I'm the oldest, man.
All right,
I always call myself
oldest.
The black sheep.
Oh, Yeezy must be the middle kid. You the middle kid, Yeezy?
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, you the oldest? Oh, okay, shout out to the oldest.
Damn.
Yeah. It's always you young.
Damn, I'm the only baby?
Yes, Negro.
Spoiled ass.
Yeah, man, everybody else is the oldest, man. We didn't get no leeway, no slack.
We're the experiment.
Yep.
We are definitely
the pioneers.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And then they want to try all the stuff they learn with you on the next kid. Like, wait.
All the cool. They get all the cool shit.
Yeah. They don't get half.
I got kicked out for getting a tattoo. Mind you, I'm 18 years old. No, matter of fact, I'm 19 years old. And I already got two, but they only seen one of them. And so I got kicked out of the house. I come back, you know, later on, come to visit. My sister got a whole tattoo across her back, one down her arm. Like, damn, I got kicked out the house for getting a tattoo.
Damn, that's a...
Okay, my sister took me to get my first tattoo. We got our first tattoo together.
See, no, that's that youngest shit.
That's the youngest shit. Fuck y'all niggas.
That's that youngest shit.
That's why we told y'all was adopted. The whole time we were growing up, that's why we told you we were adopted.
And I told him.
Crazy part about me and my sister now, we always used to tell each other, she used to tell me I was adopted. Now we both kind of wish we were because, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, nah. But, yeah, man, my youngest, she be chilling, though. All my kids is chill though. Like none of them. Wow.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you smoke weed? Yes or no?
Nah.
Okay. I'm assuming you drink, right?
Occasionally.
When will you allow you and your child to have your first drink? Is it over 21 or below 21? Because I always had a topic with that with me and my friends. I always wanted to know what you think about it. Like when will you allow you and your kid, depending on whatever the drug or alcohol would be, when would it be appropriate? Just for you as far as keeping an eye on it, you'd be okay with it.
We had our first drink, like, I think a month or two before he turned 21.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't. I had quit smoking weed way, like, when he was born, so I never smoked weed with him. I don't think smoking weed with my kid is cool, but, like, if we're going to toast, like, if I'm toasting something, I'll toast alcohol with my kid. But, like, I'm you know what I mean. But I always do feel
like,
yeah, like when my kids, I'm like, all right, like when we went to Fresh Air, right, because, you know what I mean, he's like me, and he's older, you know what I mean, he's older, so the OGs, he likes hanging out with the OGs, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where to learn.
Yeah, nah. Like hanging out with him is like even when one time we was at the apartment and his friends was over there drinking Steel Reserve. I was like, nigga, I gave him some money. I'm like, bro, if you don't get you some real alcohol, you're not about to be drinking Steel Reserve at my house. Bro, I gave him money to get some real alcohol. I'm like, you're not gonna drink no.
I thought the money to drink. That's it.
Bruh, I was like.
I was drinking Stiller's at 19. Like, the fuck?
Well, we was drinking Cisco at, what, 19, 20? Right. We was drinking Cisco. That shit is horrible. But another thing, I would let my son smoke at the house, right? But I wouldn't let him smoke with grown ass niggas at the house. Like, if you over the age of 25 or you damn near 30, nigga, go to your house and smoke weed. Don't come over my house smoking weed. Go to your house. You're a grown ass man. Go sit in the car.
You're a grown ass man. Another man. Talk about we play PlayStation together, Dad.
You cannot smoke weed over here, nigga. My son the only one that can smoke weed over here. This is safe space, nigga. You a grown ass man. You better go. And yeah,
well, I'm gonna go,
shout.
Fam.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
Smoothie Dude. Nah, I ain't trying to rush y'all. I'm just letting you know I'm finna go. I love y'all. I'm
about to go eat it. Yeah,
y'all keep it going, though.
His pork chop.
If y'all want, I gotta go, though.
Yeah,
no,
nah,
no.
Much love, bro.
I really love y'all, man.
We about to get out of here, man. I'm about to
eat
barbecue ribs.
Dope. I think only us will be think this is fire, but Coleman Domingo's gonna be Norman Osborn in the next Spider-Man.
So wait. So are they redoing the Spider-Man again? They can't really take it. They can't really take it back to the beginning because usually don't they do the Goblin like in the first? But wait. No, with Holland they haven't done a Goblin yet, have they?
Yeah, they did it in the last one.
Yeah, but the whole universe got reset. Remember? Because the Strange spell, so. It's gonna be a whole like it's gonna be him, but it's gonna be a whole new like Goblin. So because that was not his Goblin.
Yeah, I heard it's supposed to be dead.
Yeah, you know what? Can I get the Spider-Man versus Venom? Can I get that? That's what I really want. I want the Spider-Man versus Venom.
Secret Wars.
Oh, we gotta wait till
Secret Wars. Wait, we got 2 years before Secret Wars.
That's when we're gonna see Toby and Andrew.
Oh, shoot. All right, what's it, man? I'm going to go ahead and let everybody go. Man, I got to go to work in the morning. Shout out to everybody, man. Love y'all, man. We about to get up out of here.